funding is now available for sage-grouse conservation projects in Wyoming. Details on how to apply next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. Funding is available to support projects benefiting sage-grouse and their habitats. The Wyoming Game and Fish Commission expects to allocate $548,000 to support 8 local sage-grouse working groups to fund projects and address the primary threats to sage-grouse as identified in their local conservation plans. Groups can submit project proposals online. Proposed projects will be evaluated based on consistency with Wyoming's core area management strategy, local sage-grouse conservation plan, likelihood of success, project readiness, matching funds, multiple species benefits, significance at local, state, regional levels, duration of benefits, and adequacy of monitoring. Examples of past projects include habitat restoration using beaver dam analogs and Zetic structures, fence conversion and marking, escape ramps on stock tanks, conifer removal, lek searches using infrared lights, and spring development and fencing. For full application details, you can download the project proposal form on the Game and Fish website. Funding is awarded until January 1, 2025, or until it's exhausted. Submitting applications early, though, is preferred. And just another reminder about being safe on the ice this winter, with all of the fluctuating temperatures the state has been seeing. Some ice on some reservoirs has frozen and then melted somewhat, then frozen again, making it less than stable. The ideal type of ice to fish on should be 4 to 5 inches thick and clear, not cloudy. Be sure to check thickness of the ice every 100 feet. If you're on white or cloudy ice, double the thickness of it to 8 to 10 inches. And of course, if you're going ice fishing, be sure to tell someone where you're going and when you'll be back. Long-range forecasts seem to be indicating temperatures that have been pretty much consistent with what we've been seeing over the last month or so. When weather conditions change as quick as they have, it's always good to call your local Game and Fish regional office and ask them about present ice conditions. For more ice fishing safety suggestions, be sure to visit the Wyoming Game and Fish Department's YouTube channel. The Wyoming Outdoorsman is a program produced by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.